Michael Avery with Classic Business.
Oh, so joining me now is Mike Stewart, Linkage's lead and head of project, and Chris Forvac, learning lead for the WorkFit campaign. The WorkFit campaign is a non-profit initiative that supports TFET colleges and other organizations in boosting youth employability. Fully funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, WorkFit is the last project of the Digital Jobs Africa initiative, which aimed to catalyze new sustainable employment opportunities and skills training for African youth. They're sitting in the studio with me here this evening. Evening, gentlemen. How's it going? And can you tell me, how is it going? Let's start on the right hand side of myself here.
Well, we are slowly gaining traction. It's been a while in coming, but we're getting a lot of interest now from organizations that are involved in the space of making young people, the youth, work ready. There's been quite a lot of interest in the last couple of months. There are a large number of organizations that are involved in this field. And they welcome the toolkit as it provides them with some direction.
Well, let's talk about these free tools and the toolkit, so to speak. What exactly does it look like?
The toolkit is a 55-page interactive PDF based on years of research into what works best in preparing young people for work. So it's the best practices of about 10 organizations globally that we researched. Five of them are actually South African, and distilled into this toolkit, which provides you guidelines on how to improve your programs, how to improve your institution, to get better outcomes in terms of youth employability.
Do you think youth unemployment has been taken seriously in South Africa? I mean, we continue to see the stats getting worse and worse and worse all the time. Is this a priority area?
It is. The president is, President Ramaphosa himself is supporting very strongly the Yes for Youth project, which is a private sector project set up by the CEOs. Is the set of CEOs. And that is now gaining traction. They are taking on interns and placing them in companies. Companies can now raise their BEE scores by two levels by employing these interns over a period. And there are a number of other similar initiatives, and they range from little non-profits in, let's say, Diepsloot and volunteer organizations to much larger entities.
And tell us about, I mean, presumably they could utilize your toolkit. Your toolkit is a free service to utilize, am I correct? I mean, I could download it from your website?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, and what can I find in that toolkit? So just give our listeners a feeling of what I could potentially find in a toolkit like that.
It covers the major processes that are involved in taking on youth. And it starts off with looking at the job and the job roles, and then selecting youngsters that meet the profile for that particular job, so that the success rate will be a little bit higher. And then there's a series. After the youngsters have been selected, they go through a series of learning processes which help prepare them for work. And it's sometimes very simple things like being on time, but it also goes into what we term soft skills. Quite often, employers hire for hard technical skills and then fire for the lack of soft skills. So an important element of this toolkit is developing learning programs for those soft skills.
So I suppose, I mean, you're funded by the Rockefeller's, you know, Foundation. I'm assuming, you know, much of what you do come with a global know-how and a global understanding. What have you learned from across the world? Are we on the right track to get the youth employment numbers right?
Well, youth employment is largely dependent on the economy. You, by running work readiness programs, you don't create employment. The employment comes from having a vibrant and strong economy. But in terms of preparing people for not only today's work, but future work, we've learned a lot from these international programs, where they're looking at developing skills that are in line with technology and developments in technology, hence the original focus on the digital jobs.
Have you got a give us a practical example. Tell us a story of somebody that's gone through the program and has actually found themselves in a job situation. Have you got stories like that?
Well, this is a question that touches on something that we asked quite often. So we don't directly support young people through this initiative. We're actually supporting the institutions that support young people. And our primary focus is the public TVET colleges. So you will have heard of organizations such as Harambee, Mentech, the Maharishi Institute, Impact Sourcing Academy. There's quite a few of these private, we call them private demand-driven training providers. They're quite successful. But the real gap is in the public education and training system, in our TVET colleges, the technical, vocational, education and training. And our aim is to strengthen the capability of those institutions. So our beneficiaries are actually the organizations, the education institutions. And there we have a number of partnerships. I think the one I would mention is our partnership with KETA. So KETA is the Department of Higher Education and Training, Career Development Services. And they run a whole range of programs in the universities and the TVET colleges and outside of that space as well, to help young people make good career choices and then help them get through that and into work and be employable. And we have a mentoring relationship with KETA, so we're helping them to use the toolkit and apply it to stuff they're already doing and also some new projects. For example, there's an internship project within the Department of Higher Education and Training, and we're using the toolkit to help them design that and improve that. So those are the kind of success stories we could share with you. It's more around how we're helping organizations shift into this new paradigm of training, which is demand-driven rather than supply-driven.
Mike Stewart and Chris Forwerk, both from WorkFit Campaign, thank you very much for joining us this evening. This is Classic 1027. Let's go to Katleho for the news.
Dear Mom and Dad, you calmed me down when my nerves were shot. Drove back to school because I forgot my textbook. Encouraged me to understand the value of a break. Well, it's all paid off. With my outstanding grade 11 results, I've made it into the UJ Top Achievers Orange Carpet Rewards Program. Visit future.uj.mobi to find out all about the requirements and benefits of walking the orange carpet at UJ. The University of Johannesburg. The future reimagined.